For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. Earlier this month, South Haven artists unveiled the first of many murals that are meant to help beautify the city. It's part of a nonprofit called SHAMP, South Haven Area Mural Project, which started last year. Kayla Wazinski-Ridley painted the first mural on the side of Rock and Road Cycle on Broadway Street.
I just really wanted to create a positive image of a little boy riding his tricycle.
Wazinski-Ridley says she often uses her family as inspiration for her work. The kid in the mural is based on a photo of one of her nephews. She plans to make three more murals on that same wall.
So the next three sections will be kind of the continuation of Sawyer's Rock and Road, which is the name of the little boy in the painting. So it will showcase different Southwest Michigan landscapes to kind of hone in on where his road could take him in the future.
Even a tourist town like South Haven can have its drab spots, like near parking lots or dumpsters. These are the kinds of places SHAMP is trying to paint. Wazinski-Ridley says other buildings they've found just have blank, boring walls.
Why not put something beautiful up there that different people get to pass by every day on their way to work?
The project is funded through crowdsourcing. Artist Sam Dustin says right now, the murals cost about $2,000 to make, which includes a public opening. She says the group owes a lot to their local paint shop, Lakeshore Paint, for donating many of the supplies. Dustin says murals have a way of bringing people together. They're not in a museum or a gallery. They're out in the open, where everyone can see them.
And the public tends to interact with them. They take selfies in front of them. They put them on Instagram because of their gigantic size. So they get a lot of attention.
Artist Kelly Gleason started working on a mural at Black River Tavern. The wall she's painting is down some side stairs, where the tavern has its music and comedy acts.
It's called the River Bottom, so I kind of wanted to bring that into connection with the art on the outside. So I'm doing Fish of Michigan and different kind of underwater seascape, like of the Black River, I guess, what you might find there. And so that's where I went with it, and the owner seemed to like it. We kind of go in conjunction with the owners of the business, as well as our own creative ideas.
Gleason says the public has been so excited about the murals that sometimes they're a little distracting.
While painting, sometimes I know I go into a zone and then people will talk to me and I can't paint and talk at the same time. So it's kind of like trying to count and have a conversation. It's almost impossible.
Here's Wazinski-Ridley.
But I'm still so thankful that they do stop and it shows that they're taking notice of what we're doing and want to be a part of it.
SHAMP hopes to involve the public even more in the future. The group wants to do a paint-by-numbers mural with local residents, as well as create a map so people can do a walking tour of the murals. Wazinski-Ridley says doing this art is rewarding work.
It's pretty wonderful to come back to your community or whatever community you decide to be as home and leave that lasting impact. Like, you were a part of that, and that's going to last for years to come.
And Dustin says she's been able to meet artists that she never would have met otherwise. And they do need artists. Eventually, the group wants to be able to do 5 murals a year.
We're looking for more people, too, because we're like, oh, wow, this is a big goal. But we can make it happen. We want to paint the whole town. Mm-hmm. That's what we keep saying.
You can see photos and a time-lapse video of the Rock and Road mural on our website. For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel.